Exclusive. Ranking Hask Republican Rogers rips Biden effort to revive Iran nuke deal – a grave mistake. By Jeff Poor on August 25, 2022. The ranking Republican of the House Armed Services Committee, Representative Mike Rogers, RL, criticized the Biden administration for reportedly being close to reviving the Iran nuclear deal on the heels of an attack by Iran-backed militants that injured three U.S. service members in Syria. In comments given exclusively to Breitbart News, Rogers argued that the attack should deter the Biden administration because it showed Iran cannot be trusted. The same day that the Biden administration announced their counteroffer to Iran to revive Obama's failed nuclear deal, Iran-backed militants attacked and injured three U.S. service members in Syria, Rogers said. This attack comes after a similar attack last week and follows reports that Iran has actively tried to assassinate American officials. This should be enough proof for the Biden administration to realize that Iran cannot be trusted. It has also been reported that if this nuclear deal is revived, that it will be used by Putin as a way to circumvent the international sanctions placed on Russia over his aggression in Ukraine, he continued. It's abundantly clear that the only people who will benefit from this America-last nuclear deal will be the mullahs in Tehran and Vladimir Putin. President Trump was right to withdraw the U.S. from Obama's bad nuclear deal with Iran. It would be a grave mistake for Biden to revive the same bad nuclear deal with Iran. Earlier, the Alabama Republican lawmaker warned that the deal that could grant Iran billions in sanctions relief would further advance the rogue nation's nuclear ambitions. Iran's attempts to assassinate American officials and dissidents on American soil should immediately disqualify them from any sanctions relief from the United States, Rogers said in a statement. Just last week, terrorists backed by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps attacked a base housing U.S. troops in Syria. Yet, the Biden administration is working overtime to broker a deal that will provide billions of dollars to the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, providing Iran with the money they need to advance towards a nuclear weapon, expand its terrorist network, and aid Vladimir Putin at the same time, is a mistake that will cost lives. Rogers vowed once Republicans gained control of Congress, they would work to undo the assurances from the Biden administration. Iran repeatedly violated the last nuclear deal, and they will violate this one as well, he said. The Biden administration needs to be clear-eyed on Iran's real ambitions. Iran does not want to be accepted into the international community. They want to build a nuclear arsenal capable of killing every American and wiping Israel off the map. Let me make this clear, this deal with Iran will be dead on arrival in a Republican-controlled Congress, and Congress will strengthen sanctions against Iran, Rogers added. Any assurances to the contrary that the Biden administration gives to mullahs in Tehran is worth less than the paper it's written on. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.